This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go into the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, the first one for the new year. 2021 is upon us, and these are the charts that we're discussing with Michael Harrison for the week of January the 4th to the 8th. This is a tradition that continues and will continue here. I'm Doug Steffen. The idea of really looking at the hits, we're playing the hits. We're talking about the things that have been mostly the focus. Michael does research with his staff at Talkers Magazine, and so he's come up with this list this week, as usual, number 10 through number 1 on the story side, then the people side. So, Michael, I think we got lots to talk about, as usual. So why don't you go through the list first, and then let's see where that takes us, shall we?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year to you and all the listeners. I'm very disappointed. I was told, Doug, that 2021 was going to be a great year. We still have the coronavirus. We still have the economic problems. And the left and the right still are not getting along.
Well, it's early.
I'm ready for 2022. Let's just move beyond this year and see what we can come up with. In the meantime, here are the 10 stories. At number 10, we have race relations. And two highlights of that discussion, the Breonna Taylor police firing, which happened earlier in the week. And then, of course, the disparity between the scenes of what happened at the Capitol this week and what happened in the park by the White House with Black Lives Matter earlier during the summer. So race relations is big this week. At number 9, social media and the First Amendment. That's an ongoing chestnut. Facebook and Twitter canceled or postponed or disconnected President Trump's accounts. That has added fuel to the fire of that discussion. At number 8, U.S. relations with Russia and Iran. Number 7, U.S.-China relations. At number 6, Biden assembles his administration and nomination of Merrick Garland, First District Court judge, who was the one that they had brought up, Barack Obama had recommended as Supreme Court, but that, you know, back that didn't work out before the election, blah, blah, blah. That's number 6, the transition and the formation of the new government. And number 5, the economy. At number 4, COVID-19. Number 3, the Georgia runoff election. Number 2, the Trump election denial syndrome and his Georgia phone call. And number 1, clearly, the attack on the Capitol. The people survey is very, very complicated, and this is the best we can come up with, but it's just a snapshot, and it's blurry, and there are a lot of people being talked about. At number 10, we have a tie between Elaine Chao, Mike Mulvaney, Stephanie Grisham. The aforementioned Merrick Garland at 9, Tony Fauci at 8. At number 7, the participants in Georgia, Perdue, Ossoff, Loeffler, and Warnock. Brad Raffensperger at 6, Mike Pence at 5, Josh Hawley at 4. Number 3, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. And welcome to 2021 and our front row seats to history.
All right, so you're the spokesperson because of your position as the fellow who runs Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the industry. So you're called upon by radio stations, television stations, newspapers to comment on things that are coming from the world of talk radio. The New York Times, for example, this week blamed talk radio for the problems in Washington. But I think an overview from you, if you wouldn't mind, spend a few minutes as you feel comfortable talking about what you've been asked and how you've responded to issues like this that seem to be a focal point on our medium.
You know very well, as a participant in the talk radio wars since the beginning of the modern era of talk radio, which goes back to the late 80s, that talk radio has been blamed, you know, en masse for many of the problems in the world. And I love the way people say talk radio is to blame, like talk radio is a monolith.
I guess I want to know who's saying it, because that's where I don't pay much attention to just somebody saying, oh, those damn guys on talk radio.
Well, because
does it make a difference
radio,
who says it?
Because talk radio has some very, very high-profile conservative commentators, and that because conservative commentators are in the midst of the crossfire of controversy, of course they're going to be blamed for a lot of the problems in the country. Conversely, the New York Times is blamed by people on the right for being part of that problem. It's not like it's a one-way shooting match. So the fact of the matter is freedom of speech is messy, and with freedom of speech, which is messy but necessary, comes responsibility and the willingness to face critics. Freedom of speech, the First Amendment doesn't promise you that people are not going to, you know, boycott your products or scream insults at you for what you say. It's a very, very harsh process, and the action is on talk radio. So, yes, when people blame talk radio, then I say, hey, all talk radio is not one political persuasion, and all talk radio is not even politics. So please, don't tarnish an entire spectrum of a major medium in America, especially one as vital as talk radio, where the First Amendment plays out in every community in America day after day, year after year, decade after decade, and now century after century. So the fact of the matter is, that's ridiculous. That's like saying, the Internet has spoken, you know, like the Internet... You know, because some people are twittering or say, you know, the Internet has spoken. These are terms that don't match reality. So the fact is, it's a tribute to the talk show hosts who have been involved in this controversy as to their influence that newspapers such as the New York Times, which leans left, talk radio does lean right, that they will criticize them. It's part of the game, and that's the way I view it. I'm more interested in the First Amendment. Now, let's take it one step deeper, because you invited me to comment on this.
I did.
I believe that everybody has responsibility toward trying to serve the public interest, and part of that is to say the truth. So I am very harsh, even though I'm a booster of the talk radio medium, I'm harsh on the people on talk radio for acting responsibly. Because they do have influence. And if you knowingly deceive people, either because you want to appeal to them and have them like you and get ratings, and you tell them stuff that's not true, or you incite them to negative actions, well, then shame on you. That's disingenuous. That's dishonest. That's lying. And I do not condone lying in the name of entertainment. I don't condone lying in the name of public policy. And I don't condone lying in the name of trying to be successful. So, yeah, in some cases, people on talk radio are responsible for the problems in this country. But they're not the only ones, and it's not the business of talk radio, and it's not an across-the-board, broad-brush condemnation of the medium.
Well, I'm going to throw two names out, and then we can talk about them after we, talking about the facts and or the truth. Truth is one thing, facts are another thing. I would wonder how Mark Levin on one side stacks up against Tom Hartman on another side. Do they exaggerate? Do they say things that aren't true? I don't listen to either of their programs, frankly, so I know who they are, I know what they stand for, and I know that they've been a focal point. I've heard a lot of things about Levin and what he says and doesn't say, or whether it's, you know, he's saying what the audience that he has wants to hear. It isn't about fact or it isn't about truth. It's about what the audience wants to hear. Same with Hartman. They both are going to say what their audience wants to hear because they're there to get ratings, and the ratings pay their salary. How would you react to that statement, Michael?
I'd react to that like anything else. What you do to make a living is a reflection of your character. I mean, you can make a lot of money being a prostitute. You can make a lot of money being a dope dealer. You can go rob a bank. Does that justify it?
No.
So doing something just to make a living doesn't cut it in my book. However, I am a proponent of the First Amendment wars. I believe that this is hardball. I believe that people are going to overreact on all sides. I believe Hartman oversells it. I believe Levin oversells it. I believe I'm overselling it right now to you. I believe that's part of the game.
I don't think you are at all. I don't even.
Well, the point is I'm very aware of self-restraint because I have a great respect for the power of words. I don't believe in sticks and stones will break my bones.
Let me take it one step further. Social media this week especially has been extraordinarily criticized, whether it's rightfully so or not. From your perspective, you're talking about the First Amendment, number 9 on the countdown list this week. is this story focusing on social media, what it's been, what it's allowed people to say, what it hasn't allowed people to say. Best example is Trump being shut down on Instagram. So where do we go with that?
Well, Instagram, I don't know about Instagram. At this point, I know about Twitter and Facebook. Twitter and Facebook have the right to shut down President Trump because they are not the government. The First Amendment protects their right to shut him down more than it protects his right not to be shut down. So let's get that clear. They have the right to do it. Now, as far as social media, it's the same thing. You're going to blame all of social media for how people use social media?
Very good answer. Very provocative as we get started here. Lots more to come on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how important your nose is as your body's air filter. And now the fact that you can clean it every day with a product called Navage. So easy to get, so easy to use. It's powered by a device that basically sucks the dangerous germs and allergens and mucus and viruses out of your nose and leaves your nose with that wonderful clean feeling. It's an all-natural effort. The relief comes from people who are allergic. I am allergic to lots of different things in the air, and this thing has helped me like you wouldn't believe. It'll help you, too, this time of year. Sinus congestion, colds, flu, God knows what else is floating around. No drugs involved in this nose cleaner. Navage, and Navage.com explains everything that is going to be necessary for you to know in terms of cleaning your nose and having a healthier life. So imagine your new normal with this irrigation system for your nose. That's really what it is. The Navage system, available now online for purchase at Navage.com. N-A-V-A-G-E. I urge you to look over their website to see how it works and to order it and try it. It comes with a genuine 45-day guarantee. It's the system the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it should be used. Actually, children ages 12 and older can use this. Shipping is easy. If you call, well, again, the best thing to do is go online, actually. Navage.com. That's the easiest for most everybody. Check it out. Order it. Navage.com for a cleaner, better nasal system and a cleaner, better, healthier life and body.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. evade its majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our zone here for the first weekend, the first week of 2021. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. These are serious times. These are serious issues. It deserves serious consideration and conversation. Looking at the relationship that the president has with his vice president these days, pretty much the same as he has with everybody else. And one wonders, part of the conversation this week has been whether the vice president, who apparently is very upset with Trump, and is, you know, he's a pretty conservative guy, and he's always been able to sort of, I don't know if suck up is the right word, but it was always, you know, every time you heard Pence, it was always the president did this and the president did that. So maybe he stayed on his good side, but this week, no. And so there are a lot of people talking in our world about whether Trump should go before the inauguration. I mean, it seems like kind of a lot of wasted gas, but who knows?
Well, some people consider Trump very dangerous. They consider him unstable. The counterbalance to that is that because his administration is kind of wise to this instability, that the people that surround him, the GOP, his staff, his cabinet, they're not going
to hold it together.
They're going to try to hold it. Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of members of the party did some pretty stupid things this week, too, depending on how you define stupid. But, you know, there are a lot of things that have done the party harm, I think. It'll be interesting to see how it matures. But you know what, Michael? One of the things that, because we are so involved in hyperbole, and there is this, you know, it's never been this bad. If you look back to when Franklin Roosevelt was elected in 1932, and he was inaugurated just as Adolf Hitler was taking power in Germany, the administration from the preceding 4 years, the Hoover administration, had been very lackadaisical in almost every measure. And then the world was falling apart and people were yelling and screaming, my God, how can we survive? It was, six weeks or 8 weeks, however much time there is between the election and the inauguration, but it was a really very, very, very difficult time. I mean, we certainly have plenty of things going on here. Back in those days,
it was a longer period between the election and the inauguration. It was because of that that they tightened it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think that the whole idea of a long period between the election and the inauguration, especially in the case of a one-term president, is something that we have to look at. Mm-hmm. Because having a lame duck who might be vengeful or whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
a psychologist. I don't want to pronounce anything about President Trump. I let his actions speak for themselves and the intelligence of our listeners to determine how they interpret it.
You know, it's interesting. I just Googled this. The most recent, if you look at the changes in where they are taking place in leadership, the difference between when the election takes place and when the changes take place, we are the third of all the sort of civilized countries. Mexico is the longest period. Indonesia is the second. America is the third. In Britain, it's overnight. In Japan, it's like 3 days. In France, it's a week. Canada, it's a couple of weeks. So, yeah, why do we string it out like that? That's an interesting question.
The reason we string it out is because we're very, very used to the idea of a smooth and peaceful transition of power. Most of our lives, think about your life, you never even considered that an outgoing president would do what Trump has done. Mm-hmm. And that's why it has been thought of as being a stabilizing period in which one administration can hand off to the next as part of the American way. Now we have to reconsider that because it may no longer be part of the American way, or maybe this will shock us back into our senses as to how fragile and complex a democracy is and how it has to be handled with care.
It's 28 after the hour now, 28 and change actually, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With your ever-growing number of connected devices tied to mobile, streaming, gaming, and smart home tech, your old home Wi-Fi is bound to suffer from slowing speeds. The future of home Wi-Fi is here now, and it's called Wi-Fi 6. It's up to 3 times faster and has 4 times the capacity. But in order to enjoy all the benefits of Wi-Fi 6, you're going to need the proper gear that can keep up. And that's where TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in, with incredibly fast dual-band speeds, which is perfect for 4K or even 8K streaming or online gaming. And 4 streams let your router talk to more devices, letting you connect all your devices at the same time. Plus, there's even parental controls that allow you to create user profiles, filter levels and time limits, create reports, and even suspend your Wi-Fi if you have to. Look for TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will attempt to pass a resolution on Monday calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Should that effort fail, she says she's ready to pursue impeachment. Congressman Jim Jordan doesn't see how that would unite the country. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he hopes President-elect Joe Biden can rein in impeachment efforts.
Now the Democrats are going to try to remove the president from office just 7 days before he's set to leave anyway. I do not see how that unifies the country. I hope what happens is what Senator Graham said when he asked Vice President Joe Biden, President-elect Joe Biden, to give a speech to the country and say we should not be pursuing this impeachment, we should not be pursuing this 25th Amendment. Let's bring the country together and move forward and return to being this America, the greatest nation ever. That's where we need to focus.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A man was shot and killed by police after he shot seven people in a random spree. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. I would say 40 times is pretty much what I heard.
Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Jason Nightingale. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
U.S. Capitol Police were warned about the possibility of violence on January 6th, according to a new report. NBC News reporting Sunday that the FBI and the New York Police Department both sent information to Capitol Police about the possibility of violence during protests against the certification of the Electoral College vote. According to that report, the FBI had credible information that a number of people were headed to Washington with the intent to engage in violence. So far, more than 60 people have been arrested in connection to the riot. And flags at the White House have been ordered to half-staff in honor of the Capitol police officer who died of injuries suffered Wednesday at the Capitol. Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday of injuries suffered while physically engaging with protesters. Flags at the White House will fly at half-staff until Wednesday evening, according to the president's announcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back into the fold here, another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find this list, or these lists, actually, every week, the stories and the people, so you can log on to that and follow along if you want to follow the bouncing ball, the dots, if you will. Michael is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This conversation, not the specific one that we're having right now, but the conversation about what's going on in talk radio, Michael and I have been having for years, for decades, in fact. And it's amazing to look back at. Yeah, it seems like it sometimes.
Yeah, it is true. We have crossed the centuries.
We have crossed the century, Mark. That's right.
Yeah, very true. I'm not kidding. We go back to the last century, and the last century isn't that recent ago. We're already into the third decade of the 21st century. Think about that.
Isn't it amazing? Oh, my God. It really is. All right, so let's talk about how News Talk Radio handled the broadcasting done amid the chaos in Washington. A lot of people were crowing about how wonderfully well they did. Did they do well? Is it a great public service, or are they trying to convince us that they... Yeah, I mean, it's like, these are historic times, and this has never happened before. Come on. The Vietnam War when we had radio correspondents. I even go back to Walter Cronkite in World War II. So I'm not sure that they're all...
Edward R. Murrow. Edward R. Murrow broadcasting from the war zones in London during the bombing of London.
Right. So we're amidst hyperbole and exaggeration. Is it important for us to have a firsthand account being broadcast from this? I guess it is. It's firsthand if you can hear and actually get something out of it that isn't pejorative or slanted. That's the challenge for me anyway. The old days of getting the facts, a little difficult to get that. When you listen to CBS News, I'm getting a slant. If I'm listening to Fox News, I'm getting a slant. So, I don't know the value, Michael. What do you think?
I think that what we're going through now is a reevaluation from an academic position in journalism as to where the fine line between the slant and the objective information lies. It's a fuzzy line.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been there. I mean, journalism has always been slanted. Any human communication is slanted by the fact that human beings have a natural bias.
Did you think
bias.
Walter Cronkite was, or Edward R. Murrow, or those people were slanted?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
They were slanted. Well, of course they were. Edward R. Murrow brought down McCarthy. That would have been considered today controversial. Edward R. Murrow said, have you no shame? Well, I don't know if he said it. Somebody said it. But
no, I think he said it.
Walter Cronkite, by virtue of what he said, what he didn't say, and his attitude, his general attitude of what he considered to be normal, default, moderate broadcasting, was a form of slant. Mm-hmm. It just was more subtle. It was not overtly playing to tribes, which is what we have now, which is a direct mm-hmm. result of fractured media.
Okay. So then where does it go in the future? You're the observer here. How many commercial news talk stations will we have at the end of this year versus what we had at the end of last year? Is this enhancing? Is the radio listenership growing? Or have we got to pay the
radio
piper because of COVID?
The radio listenership is being shared with other platforms, and radio is part of a cross-platform array that have to work in harmony with each other under the roof of various communications organizations, news organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Radio is no longer a separate medium with a separate appliance, just like newspapers are not a separate medium on a separate piece of paper. We're in convergence, and, I've often talked about the rise of the media station. So I don't think I think it's apples and oranges to compare how many news talk stations will there be in 2021, 2022 versus 19.
Doesn't make a difference, I guess.
Doesn't mean anything at this point.
Let's then, if that's the case, there are growing signs, shall we say, that the Chinese are trying to buy into, especially talk radio, buy into stations, control stations. The Russians have, what do they call it, Radio Sputnik, that's on in it's on in Washington. Is it okay for us to have Chinese radio stations and programs? Is it okay for us to have Russian? These people are not our friends. They're our enemies.
Well,
so why are we giving
aware,
them
as long as we're Well, as long as we... Well, because there's more air than we think is there. Owning radio stations in 1950, 60, 70, owning TV stations, owning newspapers, it was a limited commodity. So therefore, you cared who had the licenses and who had the ear of the American public to tell them what is normal and what is not biased, what is objective, what is, Walter Cronkite. But today, it's not as pressing an issue. And I think that it's more important that we have education as to who owns this and where are they coming from. Follow the money. What is their motive? As opposed to, we can't allow these people to have access to the airwaves. Americans are too stupid to know better. Education is the answer.
Education is the answer, and we have lost a lot of tinder in our educational system. There's a tinder, I'm not sure, tinder or timber. We certainly don't have the knowledge of how the government works anymore, of what makes anything work, frankly. We've got a real problem, I think, and one of many problems, and who's addressing this? How do we, I guess you come around to, why does Joe Biden want to be president? Why would anybody want to inherit this list this complete. Yeah,
could you imagine
chaos.
At 70? Can you imagine at 78
years old?
Or 70, whatever he is.
Is he 78 now? 78.
I think he is. I thought he was 78, but anyway.
Okay. Well,
78.
At 78 years old. Can you imagine taking on this job?
Yeah.
Right.
I have enough trouble taking the garbage out. It's like, and I'm a lot younger than that. A lot younger.
So then,
I think his adrenaline is pumping. I think he's a pig, and you know what? I think this is a dream.
What he always wanted. This is the apex of his career.
Yeah,
yeah. A lifelong politician. You know, it's, what's better than being president under the circumstances? So, how much of what he says is the truth? You know, we have the news media say Trump's a liar, and any of these guys, the question comes on. You know, his son and all that stuff that seems not to go away. Or does it? Are people getting worn out? Do we have people pounding the pavement so much that at some point people say, enough? I hear people on my radio, my Monday through Friday program, the DJV show, say, all right, we've had enough of this. Let's talk about what's going on with Hilaria, what's her face, who's married to Alec Baldwin. All right? Mm-hmm. What's the story with her? And how about... How about somebody, you know, whoever the celeb of the day is? Let's talk about Alec Trebek and the end of an era with Jeopardy.
Talk about that too. I mean, I wouldn't want to trade in the destruction of the Capitol and the controversy going on to be able to talk about what a great game show host Alec Trebek was. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I do respect Alec Trebek. I think Jeopardy is part of our culture. I think Alec Baldwin and his wife are part of our culture. I think the whole issue about cultural appropriation that she got involved in terms of her coming from Spain or not.
Baloney.
And a fake accent. All this ties into...
Pretty amusing.
I'm aware of all this stuff. It ties into the social fabric. And that goes back to my own philosophy about talk radio. If you're just going to wonk it up and you're just going to talk issues, it'll be boring. Mm-hmm. It's meant to come from human beings who have feelings and a subjective view of life. But you've got to back it up with facts. You've got to be able to answer opposition. And you've got to also have deep in your heart the desire to do good and not harm.
Yep, that really is the important thing. That should be for any job, anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I want to ask you a couple of things about your team, but I also want to make sure we know what's going on the MH interview. That's coming right up here as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan and Michael Harrison at 43 past the hour with product information about Calitrin. Now, there are people who are saying, this week especially, we all know, after the holidays, it's Weight Watchers time. It's Jenny Craig time. It's all of the weight. You go to the gym. Whatever you have to do to lose weight. Yep. Okay. So, one of the things that's not noted by all these places or all of these programs is that they don't guarantee that once you lose the weight, you'll keep it off. Because that's kind of up to you. You're going to go back to your evil ways of eating all that sugar and the good stuff that's comforting at this time with all of the stuff going on with COVID. We understand all of that. A lot of people put on a lot of weight. So what are you doing about it? James Corden has gone to Weight Watchers. And everybody's talking, oh, that's great. Let's do that. Well, after James loses the weight, what sort of supports does he have to keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the all-natural way to lose weight. It's supportive of these other programs, for sure, but it's the only one that if you continue to stay on it, where you will lose the weight and keep it off, which is really what you want to do. That's the secret here, is keeping the weight off after you lose it. That's why you choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss support. Go to toploss.com. I'll invite you to do that. Toploss.com. Check out all the ingredients. Check out your relationship. Everybody who signs up gets a counselor if you want to help you through the weight loss process. Nobody else is doing that. I'm fascinated with these people and how wonderfully well they do by the folks who choose to use Calitrin to support their attempts to lose weight and keep it off. So check it all out. Find out what Calitrin is, how it works naturally. It's all there at toploss.com. And when you check out after you decide to buy 3 months worth of product, you're also going to get six when you use the DJV code. You'll be able to, it's kind of feel that satisfaction that goes with a good job. 45-day money-back guarantee. That's what you get with the DJV code as well, plus free shipping. So check it out and check it out. It's Calitrin at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. N24-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
All right, so at talkers.com this week, a lot of the usual things that cover what's going on, the news of the host, the news of the programming, the news that we all are interested in, the fact that you have a staff, just give us a few seconds as to how you found these people that have worked with you for years and years and years to support the talk radio industry. The people, you can't do all this by yourself, and you're the first to say that.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, you give me way too much credit. You say Michael puts this list together, and I'm the guy that's responsible for it because I'm the president and publisher. But no, Talkers Magazine is like Billboard Magazine or, Variety in show business. It's a trade magazine online with many branches, and it's been in business for 31 years, and most of our staff has been with us for at least 20 to 30 of those years. Some have go all the way back to the beginning, and they come from the world of radio. Some come from the area in which I started the company back when it was brick and mortar and paper and all that. And I've been blessed with good people, smart people, loyal people to whom I'm loyal. And it's a wonderful organization. I'm greatly indebted to our staff.
Well, that's a good thing. All right, do we have, what are we doing when it comes
coming
to Michael Harrison interview?
Coming up,
yes.
On the, coming up on the podcast Tuesday, after this weekend, Eric Erickson, one of the true rising stars of News Talk Radio. He's a personality at WSB in Atlanta. Eric Erickson is going to be the guest. Right now, we still have the old one from last year, Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's. Fun interview.
Ah, I don't think that I knew that you did that, or if I did, I've forgotten it. Yeah. All right, there's that. The National Conversation, you hear that conversation about the conversation here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Oh. I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, it's Tech Talk time. A review for those of you who have maybe not paid attention this week to things like consumerism and technology.
There's other things happening.
A few other things going on.
Right.
But as usual, we thought you'd like to have the top five items that have been followed by Victoria Keelan here. So we will go from number five to number one, starting with an IKEA story.
Yeah. So one of the hottest gifts that happened this past Christmas and holiday season were gaming stations. And they flew off the shelves to the point where people on social media were unboxing Christmas gifts and showing that they basically got an empty box where a PlayStation would have been or where an Xbox would be. It's all on back order. And so IKEA now realizes people are doing up their homes. They're doing DIY stuff in the house or in their apartments. And so these gaming systems need to fit into the new furniture. And so if you go into an IKEA store, it's very helpful. They now have life-size replicas of these consoles, which are the biggest gaming consoles that we've seen in modern history. They take up a lot of space. And so IKEA has made it easier to shop for furniture to accommodate those. So now you can actually see what your gaming system will look like and how it can be incorporated seamlessly into your den, furniture, living room, wherever you have your your gaming system. So it's actually pretty helpful, and a lot of people have been responding well on social media, saying, you know, I was going to bring a mock size myself, but IKEA has made it a lot easier for us. So PlayStation 5 is the new one, Xbox Series X. Those are the two big ones that are on back order currently. But even PlayStation 4 is a larger console, so it's you have to have the furniture to fit with your gaming.
All right, number four, we go to Discovery Plus.
Yeah, Discovery Plus launched this week. No one noticed, so we're here to tell you that it's there. This is, of course, the streaming service from the Discovery Channel, what used to be the Discovery Channel. It launched immediately on Amazon's Fire TVs, on Roku. 46 million viewers on Roku are now watching things like 90 Day Fiancé and the hotly anticipated, until this week happened, Chip and Joanna Gaines, the former hosts of Fixer Upper, that whole series. They are now on this new service from Discovery Plus, and they have their own network, the Magnolia Network. So people were excited about that. This is about $4.99 a month if you want to sit through ads, and for the ad-free version, it's $7 a month.
All right, number three on our list as we work our way to number one is a focus on Venmo doing something new.
Yeah, so 68% of Americans have received their $600 stimulus check already. If you are receiving a paper check, the Venmo app, which is owned by PayPal, has launched a check cashing feature for both Android and iPhone, and it is for the cash a check feature will allow you to deposit your stimulus check into your Venmo account, and they're not charging a service fee. So they're waiving all the fees, and it's just for the stimulus check, but it certainly does make life a little bit easier if you use Venmo as your banking app. They've partnered with First Century Bank and Ingo Money, and so that's how they're providing all the check cashing services through the PayPal app.
All right. Number two, Dell has something new.
Yeah, so it looks like people are going to be working from home for a while, and Dell is really banking on that. They are launching three new monitors in February, and all of them will come with a dedicated Microsoft Teams button. Microsoft Teams, if you haven't used it, it is essentially, it's like Zoom, but it's more all-encompassing with calendars that are all, it's all connected. So I have friends who are teachers, and they use Microsoft Teams as their way of communicating. A lot of companies are now using that instead of Zoom. They're actually keeping everything in-house. You can share documents. You can share, you know, Google Drive. There's a lot of stuff on it that's really useful. And so these new three monitors in different sizes, there's a 24-inch that will launch for $520, a 27-inch that's $720, and a curved 34-inch will be $1,149. They're all going to launch on February 16th, and the new feature with this is that one button gets you launched onto Microsoft Teams. So for people who are on teleconferencing all day long, this is going to be something that's really useful, and I would imagine that that a lot of companies are going to start buying these monitors to send to their workers from home because, you know, like I said, everybody's banking on people still being at home and not in the office for at least the first half of this year.
Number one, focus on Windows and the Windows 10 taskbar.
Yep, so Windows 10 got a big update this week. Again, no one noticed. But Microsoft made a big change to the taskbar to make things easier to access. So now you've got news and weather all on your start menu instead of having to open and go through multiple layers of things. Microsoft News Network gathers news from 4,500 sources. So everything will be right there on your taskbar. It makes it a lot easier.
All right, there they are. Top five items from the world of connection and technology. Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.